Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I found myself sitting in the apartment of two elders from another church. I showed them a simple Bible passage that demonstrated that their holy book is not true, their church is not true, and the founder of their church is not a prophet. They could see right away that the Bible passage proved those things. It did not need somehow to be interpreted. It was simply the truth that Jesus has made us perfect and holy through the sacrifice of his body once and for all on the cross. One of the young men closed the Bible from which he had read the verse, looked up and said to me, "Are you trying to say that one man with the Bible can be smarter than a whole church?" "Yes," I answered. "Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. Don't believe them. Believe instead what the Bible clearly says." Lord Jesus, you have given me grace and peace. Rescue me from this present evil age, and help me cling to your clear and pure gospel. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.